Time for another Wellness Wednesday here on Q92, where we get together with various health professionals around our Q92 listening area and talk about a variety of topics dealing with your health and what's new in the medical industry. And today we have Wayne Hennon with us, who is the regional manager with Big Stone Therapy, works over at CCM Health over in Montevideo. And Wayne, welcome to the airwaves today.
Thank you. Good to talk to you.
Well, let's talk a little bit about what looks like an interesting subject today. We're going to be talking about dry needling. Just what is it?
Sure. Well, I want to start just a little bit, Maynard, just talking about why we're talking about this. This is a new program we're going to be offering here at CCM Health. And to get right into your question, dry needling is actually the use of an acupuncture needle that's inserted directly through the skin into a trigger point in a muscle, which sounds painful, but the actual needle going in does not hurt. It's when it hits the spot that it needs to get to that it might have some soreness. But the reason you do that is you're going to normalize some muscle tone, your increased range of motion, and increased strength. You kind of reset the muscle reflex at that level.
Okay, and one thing I'm looking a little bit at information on it here. It says it's going into the myofascial trigger point. What is the myofascial trigger point for those who don't know about it, that kind of thing?
Sure. It's probably something everybody on this line probably has heard about or felt on themselves. It's just a tight area within a muscle. It can be part of the tendon, but mostly it's within the muscle. It's an area where there's increased reflexive activity, and the muscle itself has a little tight band. It feels like a tight string, tight fibers. Anybody that needs bread dough can feel something within the bread dough. They can find the same thing within their muscles as they start poking around, whether it's in their quadriceps muscles, their thigh, or in their shoulder blade muscles by their neck area there. So yeah, it's a trigger point. It's just a hyper irritable muscle knot kind of an area.
Okay. What type of problems are treated with dry needling?
That's a good question, Maynard. So we have muscles all over our body. Obviously that's how we move. So many areas can be treated where there's muscle dysfunction. So people that have neck pain, back pain, shoulder pain, tennis elbow, carpal tunnel, golfer's elbow, people that have headaches, whether they're migraine headache or tension headaches, sometimes TMJ or jaw pain. It could be buttock pain or leg pain such as sciatica, or even just simple things like hamstring strains and or calf strains or muscle spasms can be treated, because what you're just looking to do is just normalize the tone of those muscles in those areas, which helps to affect that area with what the patient has for pain. Yeah.
Okay, this kind of can replace some of the other treatments that are used, or is used in conjunction with other treatments, or how's that work?
So I've been a therapist for, I think, 29 and a half years, if I do my math right. And there's a lot of things you can do for myofascial pain. Things we learn in school, which you can put direct pressure on them with your thumbs. You just squeeze them out, try to reset the muscle that way. You used to do this thing called spray and stretch, where we'd use some fluorocaine spray to try to stretch the muscle out. You can try a lot of things. We use E-stim sometimes, where you kind of shock the muscle until it relaxes. But in 29 years, this is probably the most effective way I've found for patients to get quick relief and reset that muscle tone, something that they know when they walk out the door, it's been reset. Yes, it's probably the most effective way, but it's definitely one of a combination of things that could be used when people have myofascial pain, to treat that pain. But I think it's the most effective way, so I'm glad we offer it here at CCM Health.
But how effective is it, or what have you found in using it?
Well, I've talked about this before, but my wife Lisa Hennon is also a physical therapist. She works in Minnesota, and she sees a lot of patients for dry needling. She gets patients referred to her, so I have an inside track on her patient stories and just countless stories of people that come to see her or would come here have had pain for a long time. They've tried the traditional thing. They've maybe tried chiropractors. They've tried physical therapists. They've tried medical options, and it hasn't resulted in improvement. So they come to see her. So a lot of patients get better again when they haven't been able to change their pain with other options. I don't know. I don't have percentages necessarily, Maynard. I just know that it's pretty effective. I can give you some personal stories from myself to other patients, but yeah, it's been a very effective way to change muscle tone.
When you talk about sticking needles in your body, it sounds kind of painful. So is it something? Do you feel it, or is it like acupuncture, basically, they talk about it being fairly painless?
Yeah, so there's a big difference between acupuncture and dry needling. We use the same needles, right? They're super thin, like they're tiny little thin needles. But acupuncture treats meridians and different, you know, visceral areas of the body. This goes directly into a muscle, and you might go superficial or deep, but you go to the area where that knot is, and then you get this thing called you insert that needle into that spot, and you get a release of that. The muscle, when you hit that trigger point, the muscle actually contracts. So you asked about pain. The needle going in does not hurt. Again, as a recipient of this for areas I've had treated before by my wife and other therapists, but it does not hurt going. But when they hit the trigger point, there's some discomfort at that, and the patient can put up with that. That goes away pretty quickly, and then that resets that muscle's tone. So it's like you get a twitch. It's called a twitch response when you hit that trigger point. So there is some discomfort with that. So again, for those patients that have tried everything else and haven't got results, they're usually willing and wanting to do something else, and they'll put up with that to get that relief.
Okay, is this a practice that you can find in many places, or is it kind of a specialty for CCM Health over there?
Well, some of our other clinics offer it as well, so it's not like we're the only place that offer it around, but it's relatively new. I would say in the last 10 to 15 years, it's something that's become more and more popular amongst physical therapists. There's a lot of certification programs going on. It's just one of those up-and-coming trends. Okay. For treating muscle trigger points. Yep.
All right, and if somebody wants to try it, how would they get set up for treatment?
Sure. So it would be part of their normal physical therapy order. So they would see their physician or their primary practice provider, and they would get a referral for, you know, whatever their pain is. You know, if they want to have dry needling specifically, they might mention that to their doctor. I don't know that every doctor in the area or, you know, around here knows what that is, so they might have to request that. But once they came to physical therapy with their traditional getting the order, coming and calling to schedule something, we would provide that based on just a traditional order. So they would talk to the primary provider.
Okay, and how many treatments does it generally take? Is it just a one-time thing? You get in the office in and out, or does it usually take a few sessions?
It depends on what's going on with the patient. It could be one or two sessions. It may be more. A lot of times when you start peeling off an onion, you find other areas. So like start treating the calves, you know, those tendons, those muscles release. People have pain someplace more proximal towards their hip, and then they treat that. So it could take a couple sessions up to, you know, could be 6 to 8. It depends on what's going on with that patient, how much dysfunction they have, how many movement issues they have. So it's kind of hard to say exactly, Maynard.
Okay. Depends on the situation.
Depends on the situation, absolutely.
Yep. All right. Very good. Well, Wayne, anything else you want to add on the topic?
No, I just appreciate you guys putting this out there. Definitely trying to build, you know, patient care and do a good job here for CCM Health. And enjoy that we could bring a new program to the patient population in this area.
All right, very good. Well, I appreciate you taking some time out to talk to us, Wayne. I'm talking today on Wellness Wednesday with Wayne Hennon, physical therapist with Big Stone Therapy, CCM Health over there in Montevideo. And Wayne, you have a good day, and hopefully we'll chat again real soon.
Sounds good. Great talking to you, Maynard.